You're listening to Encounter, a daily podcast of sacred and mindful meditations to help you encounter the divine presence of God throughout your day. For many of us, stress is an accepted part of daily life. Is it yours? Maybe it's your to-do list, or a pressure-packed work schedule, maybe an overcommitted family calendar, or just endless bills in your mailbox, or probably all of that. Sometimes, even the domestic and international news that seems to change by the minute is enough to send us into a hole to hide. This meditation from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 will hopefully be a counter to the stress of the world by becoming a calm place of hope in the presence of God, a reminder of God's offer of peace. So to begin your meditation, just settle into a place of quiet reflection for a moment. Disconnect from your phone and video and social media, all distractions if possible. We will be together for about 15 minutes, but let me mind the time for you. As you settle, listen and respond to this prayer from Romans chapter 5. Just respond softly with, Lord God, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. By faith, we have been made acceptable to God. Respond, Lord God, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. And now, because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we live at peace with God. Respond, Lord God, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. So we are happy as we look forward to sharing in the glory of God. Respond, Lord God, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Christ has also introduced us to God's undeserved kindness on which we take our stand. And respond, Lord God, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. So pause here now in continuing quiet reflection as God begins to transform your mind with thoughts of peace. Let this continuing time of stillness move without effort into a time of prayerful presence with God. Prayer is the most you can do, so be the most you can be now in prayer in the presence of God. In your words, from your heart, and in your time. Continue as you find yourself becoming even more aware of God, His Spirit, and His Son, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, close your eyes and take note of your breathing. Slow, deep breathing. Belly breathing. Just let your stomach expand and shrink back down with each peaceful breath. Inhale to a count of five if you can. And then exhale to a count of five. It may take a few deep breaths, but feel yourself begin to settle into that rhythm. Inhale slowly through your nose to a count of five. And as you exhale, think silently about the peace that God offers. Peace through Christ. Peace in the Holy Spirit. Take a few more moments now to be present with God and aware of your breathing, and continue to whisper the peace of God. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Take note of everything in and around you, your environment and your body. Just encounter everything. What are you aware of right now? Take a moment to recognize the emotions you're feeling. Each of them. Label each of them too. Each emotion you're feeling. And then release each of them separately to God and His peace. Your mind may wander, and that's fine, but when you realize it, try once again returning to the peace that God offers you here. As your mind wanders from peace, let that be your reminder to return to peace without judgment. Now stay mindful and aware as you listen to this passage, the first of three distinct readings of expanding reflection from different translations. Don't study them too closely for now. Just be aware of them. But do listen carefully for a word gift from the Holy Spirit. One as you read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, from the New International Reader's Version. Christ didn't have any sin, but God made him become sin for us, so we can be made right with God because of what Christ has done for us. What did the Holy Spirit center you on? What lingers in your mind from this passage? Well, remain there for a moment. After pausing, what still remains from this passage and why? Rest here in the truth that you are right with God, that through Christ you are offered peace in this world. So continue to rest here. Listen once again to a wider perspective from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. we beg you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. What did you notice or become more aware of this time? Well, remain in meditation as you let those words linger here. Just let your mind drift through the imagery of God's appeal, his offering of peace, his hope of reconciliation for you and everyone. Just rest here in God's appeal, his offering, and the hope of righteousness for you. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the Contemporary English Version. We are careful not to judge people by what they seem to be, though we once judged Christ in that way. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, and everything is new. God has done it all. He sent Christ to make peace between himself and us. He has given us the work of making peace between himself and others. What we mean is that God was in Christ, offering peace and forgiveness to the people of this world. And he has given us the work of sharing his message about this peace. We were sent to speak for Christ, and God is begging you to listen to our message. We speak for Christ and sincerely ask you to make peace with God. Christ never sinned. But God treated him as a sinner so that Christ could make us acceptable to God. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment, imagine being in this early young church in the city of Corinth, a beautiful, bustling port city in south central Greece. Your church is new, but already dealing with issues that are tearing your church apart, primarily false teaching and fake news. But this letter from Paul is about truth and hopeful news. News of peace. News of genuine love. So imagine reading this letter and hearing this teaching. How does it feel hearing of God's peace and love in the midst of such trouble? As you were present in your imagination in Corinth, discern God's presence in your life now, here, today. Can you relate to those ancient feelings of fear? Are they still as vibrant today in your life? Well, take this moment and be present with the current peace of Christ. How can it be a counterbalance to the distress of the world, How can God's genuine offer of love through Christ be a counterweight against the unrest in your day today? Be gently intentional with your thoughts here now. Thoughts and guidance from the Holy Spirit of God. As you close your time, just return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation, the peace of God. Let the word peace guide you today. Let it be your meditation all through your day. And let me pray now too that you remember to be careful not to judge other people today. You belong to Christ and are a new person. The past is forgotten and everything is new. So remember that God sent Christ to make peace between himself and you, and he has given you the work of making peace between himself and others. The hopeful message that God was in Christ, offering peace and forgiveness to the people of this world. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within you, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think or imagine. Amen. So in the days ahead, you will surely face moments of distress and anxiety. But by God's grace, through Christ, you have hope. God offers you peace in the midst of unrest. You might experience some doubt, maybe thoughts of worry and feeling overwhelmed at times. But in those moments, simply thank God for the reminder that there is a counterbalance to what you hear from the world. His offer of peace. You might also know someone who needs to hear that same message. Who is that? See them in your mind. Who are they? Well, commit now to reach out to them. Remind them the hope they have too in Christ. Spend time listening and just being present with them, offering hope to others as God has offered it to you. So when you're ready, step out to encounter God, remembering that the hope you place in the world will be lost, but the peace that you receive from God will never be lost.